today. His word will give you hope so you can face another day. His word will give you strength to know he's sovereign in his ways. His word will give you joy. His word will grow your faith. Consider his word. Consider his word.
From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open the Scripture together and consider His Word.
Consider His Word.
Welcome to Consider His Word. Today we're going to be looking at a very familiar passage of Scripture, very familiar to many people, and perhaps it's familiar to you. We're going to be looking at Psalm 23. Now, this is part of our series on the Lord is my, and we finish the sentence. And so we've talked about the Lord is my strength. We've talked about how that the Lord is my rock. Today we're going to be looking at the Lord is my shepherd. So I would encourage you, go find a Bible, join us today as we consider His Word. While you're doing that, I want to remind you to go visit our website at www.considerhisword.org. A number of things you'll find there. First of all, you will find all of this series of messages there. You'll also find a place where you can contact us, and we would love to hear from you. In fact, if you'll write to me, I'll send you a little prayer journal. I'm not going to flood your inbox with a bunch of email, or I'm not going to send you a bunch of letters asking you about money. It's just going to be a blessing to you. So you can contact us there through the website. You can also email me directly at considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. Or, as most people do, you can just write to us. Most of the communication we get is actually by regular mail. Kind of surprises me a little bit, but I'm thankful for it. So the address is Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. Let me give it to you again. Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. Now, I want to explain something real quick. We're not actually in Clewiston. We're about 40 miles from Clewiston. So our mailing address is there. We're actually out at the Big Cypress Seminole Indian Reservation. And I would ask you to pray for us and pray for this ministry. This year or soon, the tribe will be going through some changes and things going on. It's going to be a busy month. February is always a busy month around the reservation. So many things going on. Now, if you're around Florida, I invite you to come and visit some of those. We have a lot going on here in our church as well. So pray for us here at the Big Cypress community. Psalm 23. Do you have it memorized? I think I memorized this as a child, and I often surprise myself because I don't think I have it memorized, and then I start quoting it, and suddenly I found out I do have it memorized. Somehow I forgot that I memorized it, and I don't know how I do that, but somehow I'm able to quote it all the way through. I'm not going to do that now. I'm going to read it, and I'd encourage you to read along with me. We're going to look at all of this psalm today, considering the Lord is my shepherd. Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. What a great psalm. And I know it's been a blessing to many, many people, been a comfort to many, many people who hear it and who read it and perhaps have even memorized it. So in this series, the Lord is my, here we find, the Lord is my shepherd. This is the only place that we find this phrase in the scripture. Often the Bible speaks about our relationship with the Lord as that of sheep to a shepherd. Speaks of many other relationships as a father and a child and so on. But here he speaks of the shepherd being the Lord and us as being his sheep. This relationship is found when we know Christ as our Savior. Isaiah 53:6 says, "All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all." And so we need to receive Christ because we're lost. You realize if you don't know Christ as your Savior, he is not your shepherd. He speaks to us again in John 10. Jesus himself said, "I am the good shepherd, and I know my sheep, and I'm known of mine." So the Bible speaks often of this relationship. So let's go through this psalm. We're going to go through it fairly quickly. And look at this sheep, the shepherd, and his relationship to the sheep, and how, as the Lord's sheep, we are totally and completely dependent on him. You know, the shepherd would provide everything for the sheep. The sheep was totally dependent on the shepherd, and so are we with the Lord. We depend on him. The very first verse in this passage of Scripture says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." That tells us that he will meet every need that we have. Now, some people confuse needs and wants, but he will meet your need. As the psalmist said, "I've never seen the righteous forsaken or his seed begging bread." And so he provides for us and provides for our needs. Secondly, we depend on him for comfort. In verse 2, he says, "He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters." Can you imagine that picture of just total rest? We depend on him for that comfort and for that restoration. We know that he is near us. Through the Spirit of God, he is our comforter. We depend on him for that restoration. He said that he would take me there to lie down in green pastures, to lie down. And he leadeth me beside the still waters. You know, when we lie down, we are depending on the shepherd to watch over us in the night and to take care of us in the night. Remember in Luke 2, the angels found the shepherds watching their sheep by night. And so we depend on him for that restoration. Matthew 11:28, Jesus said, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest to your souls." Verse 3 is full of principles that we're talking about. In verse 3, he said, "He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his namesake." So we depend on him for our needs, for our comfort, for our restoration, or for our rest. He restores my soul. And we depend on him for direction. You know, I don't understand how people live without following the direction of the Lord. Now, God's direction does not come to us in one big flash of light. It comes to us day by day as we walk with the Lord. As he reveals to us what he wants for us to do for him that day, maybe who he wants us to talk to or how he wants us to view our job, to do it as unto the Lord. We depend on him for direction every day, every moment of the day, and we trust him to do that. The shepherd would lead the sheep. And you know, when the shepherds would lead them, the sheep, they would lead them to water, they would lead them to food, they would lead them to safety. We've got to be careful to follow the leading of the Lord. Remember Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding." Now look at this. "In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your paths." We see also in this psalm that the shepherd, we depend on him for protection. In verse 4, Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. You realize that the comfort comes from his presence. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil, for thou art with me. And just his presence is so important to us, and acknowledging his presence every day. But not only that, his power. We see here also in verse 4, we read about his rod and his staff. He said, they comfort me. Now, these were weapons. They were used. The rod was used for guidance and for protection. The staff was used for guidance. And so we depend on him for protection by his presence with us and by his power that works in his life. We depend on him for victory. Verse 5, thou preparest a table in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. You see, we depend on him for victory. Set a table in the presence of our enemies. You don't sit down with your enemies to fight. We sit down to fellowship, to share together. 1 Corinthians 15:57 says, but thanks be to God, which gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Again, Romans 8:37, nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. You see, we depend on the Lord also for healing. He says, he anointeth my head with oil. Often kings were anointed with oil. But here, the shepherd anointing the sheep, I believe it was for healing, as their face was perhaps torn up around brambles and bushes and things like that. He anoints their head with oil and brings that healing to their life. We also depend on him for blessing. He said, my cup runs over. Does your cup run over with blessing? And then very quickly, the last thing is for shelter. He said, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me. The Lord has a home for you. It's a home in heaven. Jesus said, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there may you be also. Can you say, the Lord is my shepherd? It only comes when you receive Christ as your Savior. Do it today. If you don't know him, trust him as your own Savior. Thanks for listening. God bless you.
His word will give you wisdom for tomorrow, today. His word will give you hope so you can face another day. His word will give you strength to know he's sovereign in his ways. His word will give you joy. His word will grow your faith. Consider his word. Consider his word. Consider his word.
Thanks for listening today. Like us on Facebook and visit our website at considerhisword.org. This is Pastor Arlen Payne saying, till next time, God bless you as you consider his word.
Consider his word.